Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A from the scorching temperatures of July. I've got my Charlton Heston. Put his vest on. It's on vest on. It's a great song. So straight into it. I mean, I've actually been wearing a vest the last 2-3 days. If the temperature goes over 30, and this is coming from the man who always said, be polite, be smart. I'm not smart. I am taking a leaf out of the Greek and Spanish drivers, which if it's that hot and you haven't got air conditioning in your truck, well, it's all coming off, isn't it, really? But no one said anything. The one thing you do, of course, is when you get on site, you put high visibility tabard on, so vest and then plastic sleeveless bag. But at least if you've got your high vis on, it's kind of okay. So, but again, if I'm spending a lot of my time driving, I do not need to be wearing a high visibility vest and a t-shirt in 31 degrees. It's ludicrous. As I say, people say, have you got air conditioning in your truck? And I went, yeah, if I want it on half, I wind down one window. If I want it on full, I wind down both. As it is, I've now got a sunroof. I've got like triple air conditioning. Brilliant. So, straight into it. Jengar says, can listen to you from start to finish. Well done, sir. No, Jengar, well done you for being able to listen to this from start to finish. It still mystifies me by anyone listening to it at all. And with that in mind, if you need a little bit more today, I'm on the radio. Lady rang me up when I was doing my CPC course, and it's to do with something she's putting out on the radio. It's going out on Radio 4, which is a bit intellectual for me, to be honest with you, at 1:30 this afternoon on Sunday, or at 4:00 tomorrow. And, of course, you can catch up on the iPlayer, and it's called Out for Delivery. It's all about delivery drivers. It was all set off by, she said, I was waiting for this parcel, and the parcel never turned up. But I was in, and I got a note saying, sorry, we missed you. So she got the ump and she was going to have a go at it. Then she started looking under the pressure that we were all under as courier drivers, van drivers, lorry drivers, delivery drivers. And so there you go. Might be for you. So like I say, Radio 4, 1:30 this afternoon or 4:00 tomorrow or on the iPlayer, and I'll do you a link underneath. Which brings us to this week's video. Work on your own track. Where's me bins? I'm on the radio. Resist it, sorry. So working in your own lorry, that's better, I can see now. Working in your own lorry. So, this has all been brought about. I have changed the title. The YouTube channel is now called Pete the Trucker, and it's all about trying to bring it back into speed with the fact that I'm not really a courier driver anymore. I'm really kind of a truck driver now. which is still a courier driver, but technically really what I do is distribution to distribution, pallets and pallets, and it's sort of not the same as, it would be unfair to call myself like the vanguard of the Amazon. The courier drivers are out there doing 250 drops. Like, can we still have a courier driver? 2 drops in a day, you're having a laugh, aren't you? So there we go. So Connor Bates says, question, he says, I see you talk about the CX a lot. Is this just force of habit, or are you using the HX, or do they list HGV jobs on the CX? When I looked into it, for solo person, CX was cheaper. And he likes the videos. Yeah, it is literally, I've just called it the CX because we just call it the CX. Even people that are doing the haulage often refer to it as a CX. It largely is a CX, but in a nutshell, the CX will show you jobs from small van up until including 7.5 tons. I presume because that's got something to do with granddad rights. You can still drive a 7.5 ton on sort of like on an old license. The haulage exchange will show you jobs from 7.5 ton up to 6-axle trailer, but won't show you vans, and the CX won't show you trucks. If you want to see both, you have to go small fleet. That's dearer still. But yeah, that's it in a nutshell. So things I might have missed out. A guy says, Adam John says, insurance and tax. Problem with that, I think the road tax on a rigid is about £550 a year. I pay it in 2 hits. I went to go back and check on the bank and I forgot. If it's an Arctic, you can double that, I think. Again, and bear in mind that everything on this channel is wrong, or at least largely erroneous. Yeah, that's about right. As for insurance, sound on a piece of string. I pay about just short of £4,000 a year, but it depends on how old you are, when you pass your test, where you park the vehicle. So that's kind of, you know, you might be paying £2,000, you might be paying 10. So I can't really give you that one, I'm afraid. That's down to you. But yeah, these are things you do have to consider. I thought I did mention that in a video, but I haven't gone back and not watched it, because who wants to watch themselves? I don't know who wants to watch me anyway. Certainly not me. P Marketing says, do they accept car drivers? Not really. You have a problem with a car, in fact, because you can't get the right insurance. There is ways around it, but it's painful. If you're going to have a go, you really want to get at least a small van. And with that in mind, Youssef Hassim says, Pete, can I rent a truck to start a job instead of buying one? You can rent a truck. People do. You lease trucks. You can. I don't like it. I find that what ends up happening is you end up, all the money gets eaten up. And the other problem is you've got a problem with a lease truck. You go, oh, no, it's fine, it's lease, it's no problem. I don't have to worry about it. You put it in the garage. You turn up 3 days later or two. You turn up at the end of the day. You get there at 7 o'clock in the morning. You can't rock up at 4 o'clock. It hasn't moved. And you go, oh, yeah, we haven't started looking at it yet, mate. And you're like, oh, I'm just a lost day's work here. I don't like it. But you can do it if you're thinking about, having a go, have a go. You know, if that works well for you the first time round, go with that. I've got a new phone. I've got the new UI on me Samsung. And so I've gone back to using Samsung, the camera, and I'm now looking at myself and I'm thinking the lips are out of sync. So if the lips are out of sync, we'll be back to the old camera next week. Sorry about that. It doesn't seem to be fast enough, does it? That's irritating. If you're listening to this on the podcast, by the way, it makes absolutely no difference to you whatsoever, so well done. Rock God says, he said, the first thing I would recommend after passing your test is getting experience, getting a job, which makes some sense. Driving for before taking the plunge on your own. So basically go out. I mean, that's kind of what I did when I started, I was out in a van. I had the van and I didn't have a clue. So I could have got a job with a courier company, but it's not when you're in a van, you're picking up boxes, it's not the same. If you're in a truck, there's more to it. So it might be nice to have a bit of experience of where you are, what you're doing and where you're going, you know? So it said also try and get customers on board before you spend all that money on a truck. You can still apply for an O license before actually buying a truck. Yeah, to get an O license. And we do a video, how to get an O license. It will probably cost you, in your money, around about £800-900. Lorry's going to be a lot more. So, no matter, do it, you do you. As I say, at the end of the day, it's all good advice, you do you. Rob Denning says, HX 2,200 for small fleet. He said, I just paid 3,800 for 12. And that's 12 trucks or 12 months. Are you still on mates rates for advertising? He does smile. He says, and you've forgotten goods in transit, public liability, account and breakdown, insurance name, a few. I thought I mentioned insurance, but I possibly didn't. Accountant, again, is how long is a piece of string. I'm very lucky I've got a cheap accountant. And if you're going to do it, you want to get it as cheap as possible. As for 3,800, I'm not on small fleet. I'm an only driver. And 2,200 is, we'll buy you own a driver. If I want the small fleet app, I know that's another 600 quid. So that would instantly put me on 2,800. And that's for one truck. Still, that's 2,800. You're paying an extra grand for the 12 apps. That sounds dear to me. That doesn't sound right. But like I say, everything I say is lied to you around you anyway, so I'd probably ignore it. Jastip says, and this is to give you an idea of someone who started. He said, Pete, I know a mate who's given it up, was running a 7.5 ton. The compliance and figures he was telling me, like £500 a month for parking, that's crazy dear. £350 a month for a transport manager, that's about right. And every 6 weeks he was forking out £80 for his maintenance checks. That's not bad, that's just cheap. Which now have to have a brake test along with that. At every second test, you have to have a brake test because you have to do your inspections every... And 6 weeks? Why 6 weeks? Mind you, in fairness, it's an older lorry, 6 weeks. I was on six. I put in for eight. I got eights. I was doing it on sixes, and then my mechanic says, you don't need to do these on sixes. He said, we're looking at it every month anyway because something needs doing, like a vanity project, so don't worry about it. Every other test you have to do a brake test. So really, this every 12 weeks you're doing a brake test. It does all mount up, you're right. This doesn't take into account HGV breakdown costs and servicing. That's what you experienced when... when is the DVSA pulling you over at the mercy of those officers you find. Yeah, I mean, this is the whole point. I was trying to illustrate the fact that it's not cheap running a truck. It is expensive running a truck. But also, you're supposed to go hand in hand with the video I did about how much you quote. So when you see me quoting jobs at £300 each, you might be able to do two in a day. That's what you need to do. Because if you don't, you won't make your overheads. So anyway... And Giles Wellham said, so basically, unless you've got a lot of dough behind you, it's a non-starter. Kind of. But there are ways around it. You can get factoring companies. You can work hard. You can be keen in your own personal life, which gives you a chance to build up a buffer. And once you build up a buffer, you don't have to use the factoring companies anymore. And you get it sort of... That's where I'm going, guys. That's why you'll see the videos. That's what I'm working on. I'll let you know if it works. And as for a lot of dough non-starter, this takes us straight to the next video, which is live, one we did, we follow up on live bidding on the exchange. So D. Smith Special Transport says, those rates are shocking. Good luck if you're earning a living out of them. Oh, kind of am. You know, I'm doing all right. Ian Barnes says, the CX relies on the desperation. It doesn't. And I'll tell you how I know it doesn't. Because, A, I'm doing it, and we're doing it for 7 years. And a lot of people say this, but I have my own customers. And my own customers also have other transport companies they can use. And I frequently go to my own customers and they go, quote me on a job, how much are you going to do for it? And I tell them how much the job is, which is the same money that I would charge for a job on a CX. And they go, ooh, can you do it a bit cheaper? Oh, the other firm can do it for this. They can co-load it on an Arctic. And I go, well, then, if you want to co-load it on an Arctic, you do. See where your gear turns up. But when it turns up, where they know if it's me, it needs to be there by 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, it'll be there, I'll be there at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll be sitting outside sleeping in my bed, ready to go, like, you know. But the point being, many times I get more money for CX jobs than I do for jobs out of my customers. And they're not because my customers are not switched on. They are. So with that in mind, it doesn't rely on desperation. It does work. It just doesn't work for everybody. Not a magic wand. No one's going to knock on your door and give you £1 million. And you get out what you put in. It is what it is. And Stupot says... He says, how do you know what to charge? Is there a book that helps with rates? I've said all the way along, I wish there was a graph I could give you that goes at this place, at this time, this kind of thing. But there will be a video on what to charge. I will do you a link. Which takes us to trucks.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
It's only a quick one today. Sky Larrier says, these days you can do class 1 C plus E and effectively get class 2 for free. Well, you can. There were people doing it when I did my class 2. I didn't because it would take longer and would cost more money, and I just wanted to get in a class 2, and I'm happy in a class 2. I've often thought about doing a class 1. They did recommend, though, the best way to do it, get your class 2, drive a class 2 for a year or two, get used to that, then go out and art it. Because just because you've got the test doesn't mean, when my dad passed his driving test, so I was really excited and really happy, and the guy handed me a piece of paper and it said, you have just passed your driving test, now learn to drive. So just because you've got the test doesn't mean you can do it. It means you're legally allowed to go out on the roads, but that's not going to stop you going in all sorts of beef and bubble. So maybe think about that one. Which takes us to miscellaneous. Hooray says, is Circuit still the best app? I don't know. Oh, we've got quite a few miscellaneous today. I don't know. I'm not a courier driver. I don't do the thing. In fairness, even when I was plugging Circuit, and I do believe that it probably is still the best app, and I know that at the time it was very, very good. It was certainly one of the best. It wasn't the cheapest, but I think it was worth the extra money, and I genuinely believe that. But I haven't even got it on my phone anymore. It's a shame because I got it for free, but I'm not going to pay for something I'm very, very, very rarely used. So, but I do believe, if you honestly, probably yes. Niall Wilson says, he said, why not have an old truck but with a new engine, like the Americans do? He says, recycling at its best. The chassis on old trucks are stronger. He says, I own a motorhome as well as a Peugeot boxer van with AB Blue. I'm thinking when the engine goes on the van, put a rebuilt one in, then rebuild the 2.0 motorhome with the AB Blue, making worth more money. You've got issues. I'm a big fan of the Jigsaw van. There it is. But you can only go so old because, A, getting parts is difficult, and B, in the world that we live in where everything is now zone, it ends up costing you a fortune. If you've got the wrong registration plate on your number plate, regardless of how much emissions it's putting out, they're going to start charging you. And then it just becomes untenable. Now, really, anything under a rating under a Euro 6 is not worth having, because you're just paying every time you go in somewhere in a van, extra £15, extra £15, extra £15. In a lorry, it could be extra £100. It could be extra £500. So unless it's a Euro 6 rating, I wouldn't touch it. Dale Steele says, I thought you had a flip phone with a big screen. I had one for 6 months and the battery is terrible. I had a flip phone. I did a link on the new phone. There's a link there. I love this phone, although I don't know how the quality of this video might not be good. I think the processor could be quicker. I'm sure that my lips going and it's not marrying up. I don't think that's right. There's an app to get around it. I had the flip phone. And what drove me mad, well, tell you what drove me mad about the phones, is the fact that I was paying stupid money. I was paying, you're on a contract, Nick the Urban Truck, my transport manager, just got the new Samsung 25 Ultra, which is fantastic. I'm sure it is a lovely phone. But these phones are like £1,700 to buy. I don't do that in a car. And then I went and bought this, which is the A14 5G. I've had it for longer than any other phone. I've had it now for coming up. It's getting on for 2 years. Now, by now, the Galaxy S10, the S20, the S21 had all died. The batteries had gone. The GPS, the OLED screen had burned. This thing just goes on and on and on. And I can't tell the difference. And I've just had the new One Eye update. And it's brilliant. The camera, this bit, which is frustrating, could be better. But if this doesn't work, I'll go back to the app I was using last week. And that was fine. So, and it's like, I think you can buy this phone. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. You can buy this phone for 130 quid. I mean, if you've only got 130 quid, I would certainly recommend it. But if you haven't, I would recommend, if it was me, if I was going to go again, I would get the A16, is it a 56? So it's Samsung does ranges, A range, S range, X range, whatever. A range is the budget, then there's the S, and then there's them V foldy things. I would get the best in the budget range because it's got speakers and it's got faster processor and all that kind of stuff. But it's still really good. And at the end of the day, they're all a Black Mirror. This one is less money because it's got a plastic case on the back. It hasn't got space grade aluminium. What's the first thing I do when I buy a case? I put a plastic back. I go and buy a protective cover and put a plastic thing on the back. What is the point of having a fancy brushed steel aluminium space shuttle case which no one can see? Absolutely pointless. But yeah, that's the answer to that. Richard Cooper says, we're talking about companies, courier firms. He said, companies don't switch courier firms unless they're not happy with their normal company, in which case you're going to lose them anyway, and it's the customer's choice. Yeah, customer loyalty when it comes down to courier firms is great, which is a good thing. So if you can get your own customers and you do a decent job and you turn up on time and they like you, you get your own mug, you kind of got a customer for life. Well, normally I will find that the day you lose that customer is when that customer closes or moves. Otherwise, you get hold of them, you get to keep them, which is a good thing, as long as you do a decent job. Chris Gassel says, he said, years ago, haulage contractors, years ago, haulage contractors were called licensed carriers. So how about Pete the licensed carrier for a new name? Nope, it's Pete the Trucker. And that's it. So the new channel is now, it's called Pete the Trucker. I mean, before it was called Pete the Career Driver and Truck Vlogger. I didn't even know Truck Vlogger was still on there. It's not exactly catchy, is it? Catchy title. No. So, but yeah, all it'll happen, like I say, the channel has not changed. As you can see, the only thing that's changed is me. I'm now in a vest. But that's not down to, that's not forever. That's just, it's really hot. Which brings us to conclusion this week, which is from R. Whiteside, who says, so I was half thinking, he's enjoying the channel, half thinking of buying a Luton since finding out about the Courier Exchange. It's just interesting that you were delivering cable drums. One of them's got around my daughter's house to become a coffee table. I used to deliver the years back ago with high abs. Stopped in Hull once to grab a Greggs. Came back to my truck and someone had only stolen a small drum. The marks were still visible on the football field grass where they'd wheeled it away. Well, did you not follow the tracks? I suppose they're there until they hit pavement. And I imagine that stuff is not cheap because it's metal, isn't it? And metal recycles. But you can't get away with that anymore. You have to have a license. So once again, that's it. Don't forget, if you need if you need a bit more Pete, Radio 4. What do I look like? My God. If my 21-year-old self could see me now, he would die of embarrassment. But Radio 4, 1:30 or today, 4:00 tomorrow, it will be on the iPlayer, and it's called Out for the... What's it called? I've seen you. Out for Delivery. I do really. Cheers, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine. Take care. Take money. No, we'll stop this.